The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You are black. I am white, life's an Eskimo pie. Let's take a bite. That was groovy thinking, Lincoln, when you set them free. We all know cats are the same, Maine to Mexico. Good, bad, guys and chicks.
I am dark and you are light.
You are blind as a bat, then I have sight. Side by side, you are my.
All right. That's it. No, don't even know. You got to watch what you say there. Darren Porcher's on. And I know Darren was like 10 years old, man, watching that. I had to play that for you, Darren. Just for your little Saturday Night Live. Good morning,
hey,
Darren Porcher. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Joe. You should have substituted Eddie Murphy for me. We would have been an amazing combination back then.
I'm ready. You know what? That's a great idea, I tell you.
Million-dollar bookings, man.
I saw you. I knew you were coming on at the 8 o'clock hour. And a good morning to you, Darren Porcher. Dr. Darren Porcher, a great, great young guy doing so many great things with his life. And I said he was watching me. God, you must have been nine years old, Darren, when you were a kid watching Eddie and I causing problems on SNL, huh?
Well, I was beyond puberty, Joe, so I was loving every minute of it.
Listen, I got an idea.
That's a conversation we can't have on air.
I know. I got a great idea for you and I that I'm going to mention, but I want to get into the issues of the day. First, all good? You all set for Thanksgiving week, Dr. Porcher?
This year is a little different because we can't do the family thing. Understand, you guys as Italians, you have an amazing spread. But believe it or not, black people, we have a good spread too on Thanksgiving, you know. We don't fry everything, but we have good food.
You're the best. I know. But I don't know what to do. Like lasagna. We got lasagna. And we forget about the turkey. The Italians forget about the turkey, Darren. They forget about the turkey.
Forget about it, Joe.
Exactly. It's always like, we got lasagna, eggplant, we got everything. And then my mother always would say, oh, I forgot about the turkey. We said, that's all right, Ma, save it. We'll do leftovers tomorrow. Oh, my Lord. But it is going to be interesting.
You guys kill it.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to do the seven fishes that you guys do on Christmas Eve, but I just can't get it down, you know?
What's a olive? Yeah.
As black people, we're using whiting. I don't think you guys use whiting on Christmas Eve, but hey.
We can make it work. I tell you, we got to bring you over, man. Once it clears up.
Cool.
Hey, Darren, what do we do, man? Here, look at what you've accomplished. God bless you. I'm telling you, about a lieutenant in one of the great elite law enforcement agencies in the world, the NYPD, you know, to this day. You're a professor at Pace and former Army officer. And then I get up in the morning, man, and I just got off the road, right? And then I got to see in Brooklyn, one dead at a Sweet 16 party, seven shot. Darren, Chicago, 47 shot in Chicago, five dead. And it's not even in the news, by the way. We're so used to it now.
And it's overkill.
What are you thinking? How do you stop this? And I know you're in the thick of it. And it's what you teach. You walk the walk. You walk the streets. How can we turn this around, sir?
You know, we're living in a state of anarchy that's been plaguing our United States of America. And unfortunately, it's been targeted in cities that are being controlled by democratically elected mayors. So if you can't understand the dynamic of where crime reduction leads, you're living on another planet. We clearly see mayors in Chicago, New York, that are doing the worst things possible. We have the worst mayor that we've ever seen on the face of this earth, that being de Blasio. Yeah. His sentiment for public safety is in the toilet. And so we go back to, what do we need to do as public servants, as police officers? And we just need a plausible candidate in office that can subsequently allow us to drive forward with an agenda to protect the citizens of the great cities in the United States. But unfortunately, these democratically controlled mayors are eroding the public safety that's protecting us as citizens.
So you're, as a professor at Pace, Dr. Porcher, so you're up there and you got kids there. And we talked about this before. We touched on this. You don't want to say pro-law enforcement. I mean, it's so silly to even say that because, of course, everybody supports the police. But they're getting such
a
bad rap now.
Oh.
Yeah. So what do you say to the kids? What do you say to the kids? Because they think they know everything. And they're all they keep hearing is defund the police. And you know that's wrong.
You know, it's funny, the assignment that I have for my students going into this week is, Do you feel it is appropriate to defund the police or not, and support your conclusions? It goes back to, you also have to understand the dynamic of the students that I'm teaching, the criminal justice majors. So they really have an inherent trait in applying to law enforcement agencies moving forward. So that being said, my student base is more conservative. Granted, I do have a few outliers that are extremely to the left, but I'm bringing them along, Joe. I'm bringing them along. I'm getting them to where they need to be.
I'll tell you what.
It's an arduous task, somebody has to do it, right?
I know, but you know, you're so knowledgeable. You're so experienced through it all. But then you say, what's going on going to the subways? Why do these people, like another guy got shoved onto the tracks. Thank God he's okay. They're shoving people onto the subway tracks now? This is bizarre. What is the impetus there? Is this just mental illness, I guess, Darren, huh?
Well, it's multifaceted. One of the things that I really speak to regularly, we need a mayor like Rudolph Giuliani to come back and take back this city from where we saw the crime in a meteoric rise to experiencing these precipitous drops. When we look at what's happening in the subway, it's really questionable and challenging because we don't have the targeted enforcement necessary. When I say targeted enforcement, meaning we need to look at those areas where we have the meteoric rises in violence and deploy personnel accordingly. We can either set up cameras or just merely place officers from an omnipresence perspective, because that in essence deters crime. It's not happening, and it goes back to the elected officials that we have that are driving the machine of the NYPD. The NYPD is the best police department in the country. However, if you handcuff that department, you can't expect the results to be qualitative, and that's what we see under the de Blasio administration. No targeted enforcement, and we need that targeted enforcement, specifically in the subway.
Amen. Darren Porcher, Dr. Porcher with us. Darren, before we let you go, the flamethrower incident. There's a guy on the top of a bus with a flamethrower in New York. And I'm thinking, what in God's name could possibly be happening? Where does he get the flamethrower? And the cops took him down. They finally got the guy very quickly, by the way. But aren't there laws like the gun laws apply to flamethrowers? I mean, how did that happen?
That was an absolute lunatic. What he was doing is he was infringing upon the public safety. And Joe, what you didn't mention was that bus was populated with patrons.
Yes.
There were people that were on that bus as the flame-throwing lunatic got to the top of the bus. There was another side of it. I thought that he was advertising for you and my comedy show coming up. So if that's what he was doing, he was okay. But destroying public safety is something that was a problem. Therefore, thankfully, he was taken into custody and arrested as a result.
Yeah, well done, NYPD. Hey, Darren, before I let you go, I'll tell you what. Yeah, absolutely. When we get out, and then we should hang out a little bit, and I'll take you. I was supposed to go to some of the comedy clubs, and everything shut down, but we'll do it together. But even more importantly, what you and I should do, we're hoping that President Trump gets back in, and I have more easier access to the White House there. I'd like to go to cities with you. We should go, like, maybe to communities we could start in New York, because that's what I do, you know? And if you and I go together and we try to, because you're going to have to rebuild what this divide that has been created by, you're right, by these politicians. We should go in together and do this. I've done Chicago. I've been in Texas. I go to Camden, New Jersey, certainly in Newark, but we should do all throughout New York. How awesome would that be? The 1-2 punch, you and I going out, talking to the kids, you know, trying to set them on the right path, huh?
Joe, I would love it. I will drive in with both feet. We can even go with the convertible Cadillac and start this thing off with style.
Italian style, pull up in a convertible Cadillac.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Fedoras and the whole nine yards.
Oh, man. Oh, dress for the part. We're dressing for the part. That's this is good. All right.
Joe,
all right. I love
you're,
it.
You're an immaculate dresser, so I'm a couple of steps behind you. But no. Under your tutelage, I can get to that point.
We'll do guys and dolls as we go preach on the streets. I love it. Darren, I love you, man. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving and a blessed Thanksgiving to you and yours, my friend.
Love you too, Joe, and have a happy holiday as well. And look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Darren Porter. Here's a kid. I say kid because I'm old. But he's a kid. Retired NYPD lieutenant, right? Criminal justice professor at Pace and a former Army officer. And, he's been there. He walked the walk, talked the talk, worked in law enforcement, teaching these kids now. And he's saying it's the politicians. And it's so true because how they're letting the criminals back on the streets. The politicians, you don't have any consequences. And when the crazies are pushing people into the subways or flame throwing on top of a bus, that's because there's no consequences. How in the name of God are these people getting elected again? How in the name of God do they go to sleep at night, these people? You have to have consequences. And then you got AOC preaching. How do you see it? Yeah, just catch her in there, telling them they just want to defund the police. It's all part of the socialist takeover of the country. I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding. Hey, it's 8:16 with Joe on the radio. Oh, Judy's calling, and I have to check with Judy. We're going to break. Kevin McCullough's going to join us. You're always welcome to join us as well at 877-970-2999. Judy, happy Monday, and happy Thanksgiving to you. What's on your mind, my dear?
You too. Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you what's on my mind. Here's the deal. You know, to wait for the Supreme Court to in our favor for President Trump, you know, keep waiting. With Unjustice Roberts, I have no confidence in that. And then, that's what I call him. He's a backstabber for sure. Yeah. Then the other one with the legislatures, they can do the right thing, not to certify. Well, don't hold your breath on that one either, because the Secretary of State, they're all bought off. This is from 2018. These Democrats figured it all out, and the COVID-19 was perfect for them. That just played right into them. So here's the deal. Why can't we say, because of COVID-19, let's make a new amendment, and let's do a do-over on re-elections. Let's make it fair and square in the, let's say, 6 swing states. Let's do it again, because at least 75 million of us will never accept this. When Obama was elected, I imagine he was elected fair and square. Fine, we have to accept it. We found out who he is. We were not happy, but we. But with Biden, this was a complete fraudulent election, and more than half the country. And everyone knows that President Trump won that night. Everyone knows it, okay? And he won by 10 million more votes. What does that mean? That means that more than half the country will never accept this. They know it's stealing. And you know what? Let's play the game. COVID-19, good. So for COVID-19, let's make a new amendment and ask Rudy Giuliani. He's going to say there's no such thing. But you know what? There's no such thing as COVID-19. So let's put a new amendment. Let's do a do-over, re-election, fair and square, transparency.
Thanks, Judy. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for listening always, Judy. We appreciate it. You're absolutely right. I think do-over. Remember do-over on the playground? I remember Brookdale School. Do-over! Let's do a do-over. It's simple as that. And Mayor Giuliani will join us. We're going to see what's happening with Sidney Powell. And did she step away or is she just going a different route? The mayor will break that down. Greg Jarrett on the show, too. We're going to talk about President Trump's legal, you want to say a battle, just trying to hang on. But Judy's absolutely right. Oh, and Jeff Dunham, by the way, legendary ventriloquist and comedian coming on the show. It's 20 after, almost 20 after 8. But let me grab Drew real quick because we appreciate when you call. I hate to keep you waiting. Drew, what's on your mind? And good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, you know, the proof is in the pudding that the election is somewhat shady. I live out here in.
We lost you. We lost you. Fade away. Fade away. That's it. We just went away. That's all right. Well, call, give us a call back, Drew, if you want, and we'd love to hear from you. Sorry about that. 20 after 8 o'clock. Hey, before we break, I got to tell you, I went through the TSA. This was the, Al, you're not going to believe this. This was the creepiest thing. So I'm in Seattle, and I get to the plane, and I go to see, no, I don't quite get, I go to the TSA, I'm going through. And it's quick up till that point. Then a mess. Everybody, like, we're like all criminals trying to go through the TSA. So we're going in, and I put my bag in. Then they flag my radio bag because I have everything in the world in there, and I'm going to check it. Now I'm waiting. I got to wait. Then there was one gal, TSA. There was a teenager. The mother was there to my right, and I observed this, and a teenager. That girl, the TSA agent, the lady in Seattle, and she started, okay, hands out, and then just what they had to do, investigate. What's a good word, Al? I'm looking for. Help me out here. What's the one I'm thinking about?
Probe.
Well,
I know you don't like that word.
I didn't mean probe. No, sorry. I don't mean probe.
I know.
Shy of probe. Yeah, I know. Shy of probe, Al. But it was so gross, touching every part of this little. This is a young. I thought my daughter, and I said to the mother, I looked at the this is like. I mean, it was beyond bizarre, and I hope someone's listening in Seattle and goes after this woman. Because I said to the mother, I said, you know, I would file a complaint. I said right to her, and she just shook her head, rolled her eyes. It was so creepy. And then, you know, and doing the arms and going right down her legs. And I'm thinking, like, oh, my God. Is someone watching this? And I almost went up to the lady and said, this is enough for it. It's a little kid, for God's sake. Creepy as creepy could be. And again, the government totally missing the mark. Missing the mark. What could that girl possibly have had on her that's going to cause problem on a plane? It was creepy. And I felt bad for the mother. And as a father, I almost said something. You notice as the weekend unfolds and I go travel, I write these little notes down of things that really peeve me because someone's listening somewhere. And hopefully the TSA is listening in Seattle and they pick it up and go after this creepy TSA agent. And should I have said something out? I go, hey, yo, like that. I mean, then of course they're going to hold me up. I guess I mean, you don't know what to say anymore, you know? Unbelievable. Hey, it's 8:22 with Joe on the radio. Kevin McCullough's going to come up. We're going to talk about food for the poor. Joe Borelli's on the show. Joe's ticked off, too, about schools. Mayor Giuliani, Greg Jarrett, and Jeff Dunham on Piscopo in the morning. We're just trying to do the right thing, trying to talk common sense and trying to make some sense in a crazy, crazy world. And we love you being with us. 8:22 and Brandi Scott's on the roads for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, delays are easing out if you're making your way inbound across the Hudson River. Much better at the George Washington Bridge. Just a little bit sluggish approaching the toll plaza, both up and down. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 15 minutes. Inbound Holland still running at 25 from all approaches. BQE eastbound, some flooding over by Northern Boulevard. That has you slow from Broadway. You've got delays on the westbound side between Queens Boulevard and Metropolitan Avenue. Slow crawl on the Van Wyck northbound approaching Atlantic Avenue. Accident just picked up but still hitting the brakes from Rockaway Boulevard. Heavy delays on the FDR Drive southbound side approaching 63rd Street. Collision blocking a lane. You are crawling there from the Triborough on down. Slow go on the Cross Bronx, making your way westbound from Castle Hill Avenue through to underneath the apartments. Deegan, both north and southbound, a bit heavy approaching the Cross Bronx. Rain this morning, giving way to sunshine in the afternoon, close to 57 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Brandi. Talking about Connors and Sullivan attorneys. They're always there to protect your rights, your interests. They've been helping people like you and like me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. You need a will. This is me saying it. I'm not Xing. You need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. Because, you know, if you're not around to make the decisions, who will? You have to have that locked in. I've been meticulous about that myself. Thanks to my son, Joey, I always give a shout out. Because I talked with Mike. I said, and Mike got me in touch with his team, and we sat down. We fixed this up. I want to do a little tweaking. I'm going to go back to Mike and tweak it a little bit, you know. But you know what? You put your affairs in order. You know, they always say that. Now you can have a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. And the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is, like Mike always says, not planning at all. And now, with all that's going on, is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule that free telephone consultation with Mike himself, please. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right,
please?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What if I told you there was a gift with no strings? It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you don't already have a little silver or gold in the safe, like I do, you need to research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA. So much so that a new problem has actually come up. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. I dealt with this myself. That's why I like Noble Gold. So who should you trust? Well, here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you with an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. We partner with Noble Gold, where I buy my gold from, because they offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American Eagle gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set up with you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low levels, providing excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I had such a good time this weekend shooting the Relief Factor spots. We did Christmas commercials. We did some more commercials. We did commercials. You know what's great? Because I'm a co-owner with my business partner, Stacy, of the Retro Fitnesses in Flemington and in Bethlehem, PA. You know, and we're looking at more. She's looking at more. She's like the brains in the outfit, you know. But I know gyms. I'm a gym rat. And I know when I work out and I know what hurts. And that's why I take Relief Factor. So we actually did a commercial saying, are you an endurance athlete? Are you a power athlete like I am? I do mostly power, you know, where Joe Lundberg, our weather guy, does endurance. But in any case, any pain, you take Relief Factor. Now we're going into that arena. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many people are taking Relief Factor. This is so big now. And Pete and Seth Talbot are such good guys. I met them a couple years ago. And here, look, it goes right here to them coming onto the show here and then me going out to Seattle doing commercials. So I'm so proud to tell you. I said this in one of the spots. I said, yeah, I called them. I said, come on my radio show. And I did. I said, Pete and Seth, we need you on the show. And then you started taking Relief Factor with me. And I started the 3-week quick start. Discounted to only $19.95, about $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain, right? And boom, my pain's gone in 5 days. 5 days, just like that. I'm telling you, shoulder pain, the knee pain I had. So you got to at least try ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Would you do that? I want to see if I can get you out of pain. That's what we care about. The 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. I'm talking like this so you remember. Okay? I'm whispering. Will you please call 800-500-83? 84.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 829 right now. Kevin McCullough's our guy. You hear Kevin every afternoon right here on AM 970, The Answer. And Kevin, welcome to the show. Happy Monday, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Joe. I saw some of your Instagram photos from your trip this weekend. And I got to say, man, no, I got to say this. Like, you know, we Larry Elder's our buddy, and Pete and Seth are doing a great job getting people out of pain. Yeah. I don't care where Joe goes. He's got the most standout neckties on in every shot. Like, they could be running track, and there's Piscopo on the side of the road with his you know, $2,000 suit and the tie that jumps out of the picture. I mean,
you know what?
I got to confess this, Joe. I had some serious tie lust over that red and white thing you were wearing. I thought that's the perfect Christmas tie, and Joe has it.
Yeah, we did red and white. I bought because we did Christmas commercials with Pete and Seth, right? But then I wanted to do a different kind of blue stripe. But then Roby, our director, great guy, he shoots, and those commercials look great, you know, Kevin. So they had me do those. I got to give credit to Roby. But I went out. It was hysterical because I had all these ties. I was like, it was a pain in the neck to carry them with me. But now that you tell me that, my friend, it was worth the trip.
You look like $1.5 million in every. And you know, Larry's not a bad dresser, but he's standing kind of behind you, just kind of with that funny grin on his face. And there's Joe, man, just like styling.
What a great guy Larry is, huh?
I mean, what a great guy. One of the best.
You know, and when you make sense and when you talk on the radio, Kevin McCullough, and we hear you, you know, it's like Larry's the same way, man. Now, more than ever, we need common sense radio. So
absolutely.
We're trying, and we appreciate Pete and Seth thinking enough of the audience to come on to the show and to, you know, to support us because of the
way that great? Let me just brag to your audience about you for a second, because I don't think Pete and Seth are buying any other single local market radio show in the country. Wow. They are on all of our syndicated shows that the network carries.
But
I don't think that they buy any of our other and that speaks to your audience. That speaks to you, Joe, and that speaks to the great work that AM 970 is doing here in New York City.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for saying that, man. I mean, I'm sure they will in the future. They're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, as you know. But hey, so now we're talking about things. If for the cost of a tie, I could help out some kids. How about
I roped you into that, didn't I?
I knew that's where you were going to go, man. Joe, how about those ties for food? But now I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I could just, when I spend for the tie, I should give a little to food for the poor, Kevin, you're telling me.
Well, let me tell you a true story. Yes. So we've been talking about this over on our sister station for a couple of weeks. And my kids, you know how doing radio from home now is, right? Anybody in the house hears everything you're saying the whole time you're on the air.
And so my
10-year-old is wrapped. I mean, he is so addicted to this recount, like legal challenge. And he comes in, my 10-year-old coming in every day. Dad, what happened? Did Biden do something stupid now? And I'm like, James, you got to calm down, man. You're only 10. You're going to have a heart attack before this is over. But they heard me talking about food for the poor. And so that night at dinner, they brought it up and they said, Dad, what's really going on? Why are the kids in Central America and South America having trouble? And I said, well, you know, when COVID hit the United States, it really hit us medically. Like, we really had a lot of medical issues. We had to get vaccines made and therapies ready and stuff like that. I said it didn't really spread in the third world that way, but what really did get impacted was the food supply. And I said these children are they're starving, and for only $37 we could see to it that a child gets two meals a day for the next 6 months. Joe, every one of my children turned to me and said, Dad, I think we should help five kids because there's five people in our house and we're not going to have to worry about eating for 6 months. Wow. So we did a one-time gift of $185 as a family, and we helped five kids. And I was just, you know, you have those moments where as a dad, you just hope that something you ever said once was ever going to like take root in their heart and like actually turn into something. That was one of those moments. You almost wanted to start crying because you realized they understood the world was such a bigger place than what they've experienced. Yeah. So I would just encourage our listeners this morning to just take that same challenge. Could you help a child for $37? A one-time gift of $185 would feed five kids, and that's what the McCulloughs did. And whether or not that's how much Joe's ties are or not, I think it's a good price point for you to,
so
for you to think at.
It's so true. And we could go, let me give you the number, if I may. It's 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. Where can we go online, Kevin, to
AM 970, The Answer, and just click on the Food for the Poor banner. It's right at the top of the page.
That is great, man. Thank you. God bless you for what you're doing, man.
Keep fighting the good fight.
We're trying, right? Right? We're trying. It ain't easy. But, Kevin, thank you. And thanks for doing all the good that you do for the station, my friend. And
I'll
see you sooner than later. We'll be at the studios, my friend. So thank you. Kevin McCullough right
there. From your lips to God's ears. We're praying for
it. Yeah, we are. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673 with Joe on the radio. And I'll tell you, we're going to take a little break with Al Gattulo. He's got headline news right here. Joe Borelli's going to join. Joe is so ticked off about what's going on with schools in New York. Are they open or they're not open? They're going to stay open, not stay open. What is going on? We don't know. Mayor Giuliani's with us. Greg Jarrett is with us. Jeff Dunham is with us on AM 970. The Answer. Here's Big Al on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Several business owners are fed up with New Jersey's coronavirus restrictions, which impact operating hours. Elected officials joined protesters in front of Morris Township Police Department before marching about a mile away to the Morristown Police Department, saying businesses can't afford another shutdown. Earlier this month, Governor Murphy restricted bars and restaurants from serving people after 10 p.m. and has also allowed municipalities to set early curfews. Murphy has said he doesn't want to shut down non-essential businesses unless they're explicitly tied to coronavirus infections. Governor Cuomo says he will reopen New York City public schools if state law takes over and schools agreed to COVID testing requirements. In order for state law to kick in, he says the seven-day average must stay above 3% for 10 days. Mayor de Blasio switched New York City's public schools to all remote last week, with the city's infection rate hitting the 3% threshold set to close them. Meanwhile, in a letter to parents, the teachers' union says it does not believe the whole school system has to go remote in areas where transmission rates are low. Councilman Joe Borelli will join Joe Piscopo in just a couple of minutes to discuss just that. In sports, Jets scored 22 second-half points but came up short in a 34-28 loss to the Chargers in Inglewood, California. Jets still winless on the season at 0-10, and they are the first team to be officially eliminated from the playoffs. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Should start moving better soon on the FDR Drive heading southbound approaching 53rd Street. Collision in that area has been picked up, but you've got a little bit of flooding on the southbound side over in the 50s, causing some minor delays. Brooklyn Bridge, a slow go making your way into Brooklyn. A lot of volume there on the span. BQE eastbound still have some flooding over by Cadman Plaza, hitting the brakes on the inbound Gowanus from the Belt Merge on through. Westbound side also a bit heavy approaching the Brooklyn Bridge on the BQE. Cross Bronx jammed heading to the outbound George from White Plains Road through to underneath the apartments. Not too bad on the inbound side, just some minor slowdowns both up and down. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 15 minutes. Over at the inbound Holland, it's a 20 to 25 minute wait. Rain ending this morning, giving way to sunshine in the afternoon, close to around 57 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about LaFreda Meats. I had the privilege of chatting with Pat LaFreda. A great family. Again, as I speak to you on the radio, I tell you so many great things. And you know, you always say, oh, these are advertisers, quote, sponsors. But it's more than that. You know, they become family members of the show, like you are. You're like a family. I really believe we're around this virtual kitchen table every morning, right? And we just hash out the insanity of the world. And then I could tell you great things, because I'm not really a red meat eater. I just don't eat it. I never, you know, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm always thinking, well, I love the chicken. I love this. Well, I found the answer to all of it, and it's LaFreda Meats, because I'm telling you, LaFreda supplies 1,600 fine restaurants, of the finest restaurants in New York and New Jersey, LaFreda Meats. And you heard Pat talk about how they became an essential meat provider from the back of their trucks, man. you know, at the Mohawk Steakhouse in Sparta. They went there because people couldn't get meat. Then when I had a Lafreda steak, forget about it. I could eat that three times a day. I swear to goodness gracious. It's so lean. The cut of meat is so superior to anything that you will ever taste. You have got to go to Lafreda.com. Because and when I met Pat and I met Mark and Pat Sr. and I was with Luigi Minetta, Lieutenant Luigi, my buddy, you know. I said, they told me they're delivering the Lafreda meats to the houses now. I said, oh, you can get it at your home? You got to come on the radio show. Now everybody's got Lafreda meats. Everybody. Lafreda meats, you got to go to Lafreda.com. You will get the country's best chefs and their restaurants. This is their preference of meat. And you will have the same cuts that they get, the cuts of beef, pork, poultry, delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor operating since 1922, by the way. Oh, now I'm starving for the steak. I can watch it in the morning. Remember that steak and eggs? That's what I should have right now. Did you know that Lafreda is a veteran-owned and operated business? You heard Pat dedicating a good portion of his life to the United States military. We appreciate that. Would you please visit them at Lafreda.com? Try America's best meat. Lafrieda. Lafreda.com.
You're invited to go swimming with the shark. Attorney Mark the Shark Garber, that is, one of New Jersey's foremost employment lawyers. Dive right in with Mark and his co-host Kevin McCullough to learn the latest developments in employment law and litigation. Swimming with the Shark, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
People are tearing down the things we hold dear, like our history and our heritage, from attacks on our founding fathers to attacks on our police. But the American people have overcome many obstacles and foreign and domestic threats in the past, and we do emerge stronger. AMAC knows America is a great country, and the words that start our Constitution, we the people, still matter. So do the 2.2 million members who count on AMAC to fight for the things they care about, their freedom, their values. AMAC works hard to deliver real value to their members, providing the best benefits, discounts, and services you can find in one place. I am a proud member of the AMAC family. I think you should be too. Go to PragerForAMAC.com and join now or call 855-624-0163. PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Thank you, Dennis. He is the man, Dennis Prager, right there. 841 with Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. He has got some great deals for you, and it's perfect for the holidays. First of all, the pillows, they don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and every MyPillow is made in America. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. By the way, now is the time because it's Christmas coming up. This is a perfect gift for $29.98. You get a standard queen premium. Also, Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. And that $29.98 is the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener square. I love how Mike loves the radio. He does. Radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Those Giza Dream bed sheets. So comfortable. The MyPillow mattress topper, got it. MyPillow towel sets, got it. 800-651-0798. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Joe Borelli's the man, Councilman Joe Borelli, Minority Whip of the New York City Council, author of Revolutionary Staten Island. Councilman, welcome back to the show. Joe, great to have you with us always.
Good morning, Joe. Always great to be back. I hope you enjoyed your day off for the last week. We missed you.
Well, I was working all weekend long, but you know, I get inspired when I go outside of New York and I see the goodness of the United States of America, Mr. Borelli. You know that? You
and
see
things
it.
Are reopening elsewhere.
Yeah, there's life. There's life out there. It's not negative. People are happy. We're good people. I'm so tired of being lectured, getting lectured from Albany, from City Hall in New York, from Trenton, New Jersey. I'm tired of it, Joe. That's why we love having you on the show.
We're being lectured. We're being lectured about having family over for Thanksgiving from a guy who lives in a mansion at taxpayer expense, never missed a paycheck, lives in a mansion with his family, with servants and cooks and cleaners and security details. But he's worried about how many people are at the Borelli family or the Kowalski family or the Jones family Thanksgiving dinner, as though that's the problem.
Kowalski, where did you come up with that name?
My in-laws, they're the Kowalskis. Come on. By the way, a good plug. Thomas Kowalski, Allstate Insurance, Bay Street in Staten Island, my brother-in-law.
It's a Polish guy. I love it. I love it. That's great, Joe. You are too.
I took him to Poland for his 50th birthday, and it was a really great experience. His first time there.
Wow, you did go. I remember when you went. Hey, Joe, so what's going on? Are schools open or closed? We are so – by the way, around the country as you travel, people ask you the same thing. What's going on in New York? I swear to God, they say that. They see it. Are schools open?
Yeah.
What's with the COVID? What's with the crime? What's going on with New York? Now, you know, you're right there with your kids in Catholic school. What's open? What's not open, Joe Borelli?
Well, it's open if you could pay for it. You know, this is the system of inequity. So my son's Catholic school is open. Private schools are open. The posh schools that Georgina Bloomberg's daughters are going to. She was in the paper yesterday saying her school was open. Charter schools are open. Schools in other states are open. Everyone's rocking and rolling, getting on with life, taking precautions, of course, except the kids in New York City. And, you know, on this specific thing, Governor Cuomo is right. Yesterday he said schools are safe. And he sounded very confident when he said that. And he should be confident because it's the same position as the World Health Organization, UNICEF, UN, a dozen or so peer-reviewed medical journals studied, the right-wing pages of the New York Times and NPR and the Atlantic and the Washington Post. They're all editorializing how safe schools are, how surprised and how thankful we should be that schools are this safe. And yet when it's Mayor Bloomberg, Mayor de Blasio, and it's Chancellor Carranza, they can't seem to figure it out. They're sending kids home for remote learning. They're short about 60,000 to 70,000 laptops and iPads.
Wow.
So there's thousands of kids. And then on top of that, there's kids in some poorer areas that don't have Wi-Fi, don't have access to the Internet.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. As long as the teachers are happy, everyone's working home in their pajamas. In fact, in fairness, Joe, my wife's a teacher. Every teacher I've dealt with on Staten Island, especially, wants to be back in the classroom. And it's a shame. They think it's a shame what's happening.
It's actually harder to be a teacher, I think, remotely. They just got to say it's constant. And I know even my daughter in college, they're doing 3-hour Zoom classes. This isn't healthy. And I don't. Go ahead, please.
They took a sample of 264,000 kids. They started doing a random testing.
Yeah.
They found 138. A positivity rate of 0.1 something, right?
Wow.
The DOE should be taking a victory lap. They were doing a good job keeping the schools ventilated and clean and safe for the kids.
Yeah.
They were closing schools, rightfully so, when schools had a little cluster. And that's the model we should stick with.
Yeah, so tell us about this lawsuit. How many Staten Island parents are involved in your lawsuit, Joe? Is that right?
Well, we have two lawsuits. I'm the lead plaintiff in both. We're in state court and federal court. And hopefully the swift hand of justice opens these schools because we have a state constitutional requirement to have public schools in New York State. And we're going to fight for that right. We're going to fight for parents to have the luxury of having their children in public school. And we have had, I forget how many parents actually qualified to be plaintiffs in our class action, but we had thousands of parents sign up to be plaintiffs in the lawsuit. So the momentum's with us. In this case, the governor's with us. Mm. Most importantly, the science and the medicine is with us. And the only people are against us are Richard Carranza and Bill de Blasio. And I'm going to steamroll them, Joe Piscopo.
All right, Joe Borelli, we love you, man. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe. And to all 15? What are you going to put in 10? You're going over 10. What are you thinking? You
no, we're 11. Joe, no, my family's 11 people. We're not 20. We're not 30. We're not 7. We are 11. The 11 apostles.
You're going to get, you think, are they really going to look around? You think somebody will be running patrols looking for people that have over 10 people in their house? Do you think
Joe,
that will actually?
It's so funny. It's so funny. We fight every year whether we're doing it at my house or my sister-in-law's house. If we do it in Jersey this year, the same 11 people, it'll be legal. And you know, it's just such crazy stuff, Joe. It's so silly.
Well, listen, happy Thanksgiving, Joe, to you and yours. I always appreciate you fighting for New Yorkers, Joey, and Staten Islanders. And thanks, you know, for always joining us on the show, Mr. Borelli. Appreciate it, Joey.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah, very smart young man, Joe Borelli right there. What's going to happen? What is going to happen? And, you know, before we break, Al, tell me what happened with Governor Murphy. They accosted him in a restaurant,
I see. Yeah, apparently, I don't know when this took place. I don't know if it was a couple of nights ago or whatever. So somebody comes out of the restaurant. Now, the governor, it looks like from the video, he's outside dining with his family. His wife is sitting next to him and his kids are across the way. And this woman immediately drops into all these curses, saying that he's this and that and blah, blah, blah. Look, I'm no fan of the governor. Rotten teeth. I think he needs to. Well, I'm sorry. That's Tom Malinowski. He's just got bad teeth. He's got an overbite. But anyway, it's a whole teeth thing. Anyway, the governor was eating his dinner outside, it looked like, without wearing a mask, which is perfectly legal, according to Commandant Murphy, which is fine. Now, this person was ripping him, and the person who tweeted the video was saying that the governor wasn't following the rules. That's not correct. Yeah. But he put his mask on, apparently, at the end of the video because the woman was not wearing a mask and was shouting at him and yelling and, you know, maybe, I don't know, spitting on him or whatever. But, you know, I get why the governor put his mask on there. But people on Twitter are like, in an outrage, like, oh, he's not following the rules. No, he was following the rules that he said.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think, and listen, you and I both agree that this governor's not doing the job that he should be doing. I'm trying to say it in a nice way. But the fact is that you shouldn't go over and accost the people, not when you're with the family.
Yeah, but you know that's going to happen. When you're somebody like that and you're a public official, you know that people are going to jump you like that. And that's one thing, and that's fine. If that's what you want to do get your point across, fine. And, you know, I don't agree with it, but okay.
It was a little much.
Right. No. And with Councilman Borelli, I could easily see somebody narking on him that the 11th person walks in and somebody has videoed it and counting it out. Oh, my God, he's got 11 people in the house. Again, if it's all family members, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's when you're inviting people that you haven't seen in months and you don't know where they've been.
Yeah.
That's where you've got to wonder, you know, you got to worry at this point.
I guess so. But I can see that I'm looking at the video now. And Governor Murphy puts his mask back on.
He doesn't say a word. You know what? Credit to Governor Murphy. He doesn't say a word. He just kind of, all right, I'm going to
put
my mask on.
He put his mask back on. It's like, no.
His son was defending him, which was hilarious. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Can't make it up. Joe on the radio, crazy time. Just leave us alone, man. Albany, Trenton, the City Hall in New York. Leave us alone. We know what we're doing. Get medicine out there. Get pharmaceuticals out there. Stop the shutdown. You can't stop society. You can't crush us down. Take away Thanksgiving. You're going to take away Christmas. You're taking away church. It's got to stop. It's just got to stop. Onward and forward. Attack this virus. Stop cowering down. You wonder why we voted for Donald Trump, for God's sake. 852. Brandi Scott's on the road. She got traffic for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a rough ride on 80 eastbound over in Paterson, New Jersey. Crash taking out a lane by exit 60. You are crawling from around exit 57. After that, not too bad on the eastbound side, heading over to the Garden State Parkway in Saddlebrook. Inbound, George, watch out for a crash on the lower deck, taking out the center lane. Only some minor delays so far heading into the tolls. Inbound, Lincoln going to run you about 15 minutes. Inbound, Holland, 20 to 25 from all approaches. Still dealing with some flooding on the BQE eastbound, taking out the right lane by Cadman Plaza. Stop and go there, approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound side, not moving much, approaching Atlantic Avenue. Accident blocking two lanes. Heavy delays go back to the Kosciusko Bridge. You've got a packed ride on the Cross Bronx heading westbound to the outbound George. Slow go from Castle Hill Avenue through to underneath the apartments. Deegan southbound, very heavy approaching Yankee Stadium. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow is watching a mess in Georgia.
Who couldn't get the ballot counting done that night correctly. The whole thing's a fraud. And what they need to do What they need to do is say, you know what? This is a mess. We need to redo this or throw it to the legislature, whatever the Constitution of the state of Georgia says.
That they have failed as a state to
they
carry
have failed
out
as a state to carry out a fair, full election compliant with the United States Constitution's mandates.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about the Forum Group, a veteran-owned staffing firm with offices in New York and Southern Connecticut. They've been an industry leader in professional recruitment, vendor management, and payrolling since 1974. For over 40 years, Forum has placed tens of thousands of pre-screened professionals on both a direct hire and contract temporary basis with their extensive and diverse clientele. Their eight principal areas of specialization include accounting, finance, information technology, healthcare, compliance and regulatory, legal, human resources, creative and digital marketing and office administration. With over 100 highly trained and experienced counselors, they partner with their clients on each phase of a search assignment, from initial screening to final negotiations, to ensure a timely and successful conclusion. This comes from my friend Frank Fusaro from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. I know Frankie from like day one, right? Great guy, great guy. Now his son Chris is heading the Forum Group. And I'm telling you, again, like I always tell you about everything else, this is family. If you're an organization interested in filling a difficult requirement or an individual seeking your next position, this is who you got to call, the Forum Group. Call Chris Fusaro, Frank's son, all right, at 212-687-4050. It's 212-687-4050, extension 365. Hey, Isaac Longley is with us. Isaac, good morning. How are we doing weather-wise? The rain is ending when, my friend?
So the rain's going to be ending within the next hour or two, and eventually clouds are going to break for some sunshine as we head into this afternoon, but this is a cold front. So that means temperatures will be dropping. We have an early morning high of 59 degrees, but temperatures falling into the middle 40s by this afternoon. And it's going to be pretty breezy out there as well, so feeling even a little cooler than that. But high pressure eventually builds in by tomorrow, leading to partly sunny skies. Still a chilly high of 48 degrees tomorrow, but heading into Thanksgiving, especially on Thursday, it's going to become mild. We do have a storm system tracking into the area on Thanksgiving Day, and that's going to bring periods of rain. But again, it's going to be mild out there with a high up to 60.
All right. Well done. That Isaac Longley right there in for Joe Lundberg. Joe on the radio. So I see your phone calls. We're going to make way for Rudolph Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani. I honestly don't know how he has time to chat with us with all this going on, but he's kind enough to call in. So this is what we're hoping at 9 o'clock. Mayor Giuliani is going to answer the question, what happened with Sidney Powell and what are the next steps? And I say just run the gamut, man. Run it up to December 14th. Do what you got to do. There was so much fraud in this election. Greg Jarrett's going to join us and Jeff Dunham as well. And we're coming right back at you.